Sonic 1029.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast.
Hey, it's Lane Mitchell. Thank you so much for downloading Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 53. Yeah, a whole year we've been at this. You believe that? By the way, don't forget to rate the podcast. Always curious about your feedback, what you like, what you don't like. Next week, we're going to have Champion on the show. Yeah, he's going to be stopping by the Sonic Music Listener Lounge for a little friendly chit-chat and even a performance. That's right, we'll have that. This week, though, I'll tell you all about my trip to the art gallery, the new, highly anticipated art gallery, a tragic incident at SeaWorld involving a killer whale. We'll discuss that. And, of course, Douche Rock takes on Brined Cucumbers in a little story called Nickelback versus The Pickle. It's Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 53. Thank you for downloading.
It's Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
You hear about that woman at SeaWorld?
Yeah, I read about it on MSN this morning, yeah. They weren't sure if she fell in or the whale dragged her in and pretty much shoot her to death or what.
No, I've got the story here. It says an animal trainer at SeaWorld in Florida has died after being attacked by a killer whale.
Yeah.
She was part of a tour, I guess. You know, like there was a tour guide and her, and the tour guide kind of led the people in. And, you know, the woman walks over and she goes to pet this killer whale. But instead, the whale grabs her by the arm and tosses her around his mouth and pulls her into the water.
That'll do it.
Well, I mean, you know, in front of a crowd of people, no less.
Well, and apparently this whale's had a couple other episodes where...
Well, yeah, they're saying two other deaths, one in 99 and one in 1991.
Might be time to stick a needle in that whale, I think.
They don't want to put him down because they say that, well, you know, it's an accident, right? The whale's name is Tilikum, which I believe is actually Inuit for extremely lazy serial killer.
That could be.
One death every 10 years? I'm kind of going, he's clearly not doing this on purpose.
Right.
I don't know. But what do you expect? Like, it's a killer whale, right? Like, it's right there in the name.
Sure enough.
I mean, when you read about an incident involving a trainer and a killer whale, there are really only two possible scenarios. One, the killer whale taught the trainer how to swim. Or two, the killer whale ate the trainer. I don't know. It's weird, too. You always see the animal trainers on TV feeding the killer whales.
Yeah.
You know, they do a trick and then they throw them like a little herring or something.
Maybe you should start throwing them seals and they wouldn't get killed in the tank.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, this is a 6-ton mammal.
Yeah.
You know, and it's being trained by somebody who's walking around, you know, who's been carrying buckets of fish around all day. Like, they reek of fish. It's like being trained by a Cheeto.
Yeah,
right?
That's true. No, that's true.
Like, I mean, this is sad and it's tragic and all that, but, I mean, is it entirely unexpected?
Obviously an accident waiting to happen.
Yeah.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. It's Lane Mitchell podcast.
My name is Lane Mitchell. I finally made it out to the new art gallery on the weekend. Not a lot of people were really down on this thing, complaining about the cost and stuff. $80 million. I was expecting to be among the complainers, but I gotta say, I was pretty impressed. I don't know if I was $80 million impressed, but I was impressed nonetheless. Some neat exhibits, too. I particularly enjoyed the Degas exhibit. Edgar Degas, he was this French impressionism artist who did all these sculptures, and most of them were women climbing out of the bathtub. Which doesn't strike me as a particularly strange subject for a piece of art, but this was the focus of this guy's entire career. Like, there were like 40 or 50 sculptures of just women getting out of the bathtub. Like, considering this guy never married, he lived alone, couldn't help but wonder, you know, how he came upon all these willing subjects. Or were they willing? You know, either Degas spent a lot of time hiding out in bathrooms, or maybe he just had a way with the ladies. I mean, you gotta think, mid-1800s? People were a little more conservative back then. That couldn't have been a real easy subject to broach. Hey, nice to meet you. Can I buy a drink? Maybe sculpt your naked body as you climb out of the shower? What's that? I said, can I buy you a drink? You're pretty as a flower?
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast.
You were asking how you get a Victorian woman to pose naked as she's climbing out of the tub.
No, I'm not asking how you get one. I'm asking how you get 50 or 60 of them.
Okay, 50 or 60. Actually, I was watching a program, and they were saying that most naked pictures during the Victorian era were mental patients.
Well, you know what? That does make more sense. Like I say, you know, like they're very beautiful sculptures, and they're not erotic or anything like that. You know, when you think back to, you know, an era where showing your ankles meant that you were a prostitute.
For sure.
It just struck me as being odd that this single guy somehow managed to have 40 or 50 women getting out of bathtubs in front of him.
Probably mental patients.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast!
Question for you. I just passed a sign that says, hang out with Jesus, he hung out for you. And I'm wanting to know where the line is between religion, trying to be cool, and I guess crossing kind of a line.
I would say the line is about 10 feet behind that billboard. Where did you see that?
On a church on the corner of 50th and Ellerslie Road.
Yeah, that is a little, it's a little racy, isn't it?
I guess. I don't know. It seemed kind of, I don't even know what to think about it, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, see, I don't know. I suppose it depends on whether or not you're a religious person or not. It's, you know how sometimes you hear something and you feel like you should be offended?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Because I'm not religious, and it's like, if I was religious, I think I'd be offended by that. Or maybe I'd be empowered.
It's like when somebody tells a joke about a gay person, and it doesn't actually make fun of being gay. It just, you know, there's a gay person in the joke.
Okay, yeah.
You kind of feel like you should be offended.
That's the feeling I'm getting.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's an actual word for that emotion.
Misplaced shame?
Yeah.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
Speaking of which, if you're on Facebook, you've likely received an invite by now to join a campaign to see if a pickle could collect more Facebook fans than the band Nickelback. Well, as of last Friday, the pickle is now winning with more than 1.4 million fans, beating out Nickelback's followers by about 1,000. Hating on Nickelback, that is so passé, isn't it? Like, I can't say they're my favorite band, but, I mean, they've sold 30 million albums. Like, 30 million? Like, for every 200 people on this planet, there is one Nickelback album? It's kind of an accomplishment, right? Like, personally, I like trying something a little different. You know, Nickelback is maybe not my thing. So something different. Not like three theremin players tap dancing under a blacklight in scuba gear different, but, you know, just something different. But not everybody makes music to be an artist, right? Some people, music is more of a business. You gotta think, if you opened a restaurant, you probably don't want to be like every other restaurant. But if you go just a little more mainstream, like you add French fries to your menu and you double your clientele, you'd be willing to give it a shot, right? See, to some people, music is that same way. You develop a formula for writing songs, and if you knew that formula would sell millions of copies as opposed to just hundreds, you'd kind of be inclined to stick with that formula just a little longer, right? See, to me, the irony of this whole thing is that hating on Nickelback, or Nickel Backlash, as I called it back in, I don't know, 2002 or 2003, when even then it was an old phenomenon, it's been around for years. So really, the creators of this Facebook page are capitalizing on an overdone idea for the sake of shameless self-promotion. The very thing they are claiming to hate. Which is why I've created a Facebook group of my own. Can this olive get more fans than the pickle? Okay, I actually didn't, but it would be kind of funny, right?
It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast. Want to hear more like it? Check out the Garner Andrews Show daily podcast and more at Sonic1029.com.
You ever stand in line at the grocery store and you start sort of reading the tabloids?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, and you don't even care, but you keep reading. Like, I saw an article in Us Weekly.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for the headline?
I am.
Shiloh gets a haircut. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt's little kid.
Yeah.
Got a little trim, and somebody had to write about it. How sad is your life when that's your job?
It's absolutely true.
But I don't know. I've always wondered why celebrities' kids are so messed up, because they always wind up like on drugs or in jail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think I figured it out. Like, there's two groups of celebrities, right? There's the group where they're so obsessed with their own careers, they completely ignore their kids.
Yeah.
And so the kids act out. Then you have the other group where the parents are so famous that they can't help but grow up with a sense of, like, entitlement.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you're drafting up a press release when your toddler gets a haircut. Like, you know who was cutting my hair when I was 3 years old? Any kid I played with safety scissors. And you know who we told? Nobody.
True.
Believe it or not, we didn't hold a press conference. Oh my God, somebody just sheared off Lane's bangs. I mean, my mom acted like she was upset about it, but I think that really she was secretly impressed that she wouldn't have to comb oatmeal out of my hair for the next, like, 2 weeks.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
And I don't know if you've heard, but production of 2.5 Men has been halted. Oh, no! If you've ever watched TV with me, you would know that I totally, totally hate that show. It's just, it's a pretty dumb show, but it's not the fact that it's a dumb show that bothers me. It's the fact that it's on from, like, you know, 6 o'clock at night till 11. So, you know, a lot of times it's either 2.5 Men or, you know, America's Next Top Reality Show or whatever the hell. Anyway, 2.5 Men has halted production this week because Charlie Sheen is off to rehab. It's just a good thing. I mean, you know, he's certainly had some problems over the last little bit. You know, domestic violence, blah, blah, blah. Pepper in the word allegedly wherever you feel appropriate so that we don't get sued. But Charlie Sheen is going to rehab. His publicist is saying, as a preventative measure. Charlie Sheen is going into rehab as a preventative measure. So he's not actually doing drugs or drinking. But he's heard some good things. So he was planning on giving it a shot. And in anticipation of getting hooked, he's going to rehab. So stupid to me. Why are we so ashamed of getting help? So what? He's going to rehab. For some reason, we're ashamed of getting help, but we're not ashamed of lying about it. How does that work?
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
I've been posting a lot on the Sonic Facebook page lately, and my own personal Facebook as well. But one thing I noticed, for like every 20 or 25 comments that people leave on any given post, like regardless of subject matter, there's always one person who posts, who cares? You know, sad about the earthquake in Haiti, who cares? Canada just won another gold medal, who cares? You know, yesterday I posted, for instance, that Noel Gallagher from Oasis was one of the names they're tossing out as a potential replacement for Simon Cowell on American Idol. Now, I don't watch that show, but I mean, even with the Olympics on TV, there are 18 million people who do watch that show. Like Oasis, I like that band. They're certainly not my favorite, but I like them. They sold 70 million records, though. So the prospect of Noel, you know, becoming part of North America's most, you know, popular television show, I'm sure at least somebody cares. Like, I understand, don't get me wrong. Like, there are a lot of things I don't care about. Beanie Babies, James Blunt, Jersey Shore. Did I mention James Blunt? Yeah. But, I mean, Facebook, it's a social networking site. Like, I think you're missing something here. This is a tool for connecting people with similar interests. So spend your time trolling the internet looking for one more thing not to care about? That's just sad. You know, like, I'm not trying to come down on people for saying who cares on posts and stuff. Because, like I said, you know, I get one of those for, you know, every 20 comments I see online. Like, there's 5% of you that don't care. The sad truth is, though, if you don't care and you're wasting your time trying to express your apathy to people who do, you're missing out on an opportunity to connect with other people who also don't care. See, do something about it. Start a Who Cares Facebook group. I don't know.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Ever sitting there reading the paper and you come across a story that just kind of makes you bust a gut? Yeah, came across this in the Sun today, and it's just stupid, right? Children sold for pet bird. woman in New Orleans has pled guilty to selling two children for a cockatoo and $175. Now, I mean, the woman had to know what she was doing was wrong, right? But she probably didn't realize just how wrong it was until she was making that phone call from jail, explaining the situation to her lawyer or, you know, maybe a family member, whoever she was trying to get to bail her out of jail. You know, and you explain the bad thing that you did, right? And then the other person condenses it into one line, and then all of a sudden it sounds really bad. You sold your kids for a bird? And then whenever you do something bad, too, you start looking for that angle to justify your actions, you know, so you don't look like a jerk. I just picture this woman saying, well, I know this sounds bad, but you would not believe the deal I got. I mean, you know, the price of cockatoos these days. Did I mention the cage was included?
The Lane Mitchell Show Podcast. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at sonic1029.com.